that's what the
son-in-law's parents were coming back from Florida. They had to fly into Cleveland to drive back because they won't fly into Detroit, but I guess the Cleveland isn't as bad.
All right, the meeting is up and running.
Barbara made the front cover.
I made the front cover of Township Association.
And there was no centerfold.
I know. I looked and looked. I was waiting to see it.
I want an autograph.
I'll be happy to autograph all the magazines we have. Got called to a special meeting on Saturday for the Township Association. Lots going on. 4:45 on March 16th. This is our little working session. And Harold, you wanted to take spend some time reviewing the working list and our agenda for the meeting.
Oh, I didn't bring the working list with me.
Well, let's review the agenda for the meeting and I can pull up the working list.
Okay.
You all wanted to discuss the many items under action. Please, floor is yours.
Well, I typically don't have this many items under action, and most of these are Doug's, but they're on my memo. He did all the legwork and got the pricing and brought the information to me, and we went over it all together to make sure we're on the same page and everything's done correctly, and so we're presenting it this evening. So the OPWC resurfacing project, that's just routine, just need to get this contract signed so we can get that moving, and then we need to set a public hearing for street lighting for Stony Creek Plat 5, and then the rest is all Doug's stuff. The Toro Groundmaster that was in the budget, and the the price that Doug got on that is less than what was the source well pricing is less than what was budgeted for it, so we're in good shape with that. The Case track loader, it's a new piece of equipment for the maintenance department. Again, that was in the budget, and this was also this is Sourcewell pricing through Southeastern Equipment and less than what we had budgeted for.
We just discussed that piece of equipment, didn't we?
I think so.
Right? Was it at the last meeting? Was it in here?
I wasn't paying attention.
It was, I think it was in your appropriations discussion.
Mm-hmm. I'm showing you pictures of what you're looking at.
Well, I don't have my agenda in front of me, so I'm pulling it up right now. What I found different about all this is we buy this. Okay. You just put it all in one. And I think Gavin mentioned this in appropriations as well, that we've already approved it. If you have it ready, why piece it out over
sure.
many months?
Right. That's why it's all coming at once.
Okay.
Then the next item is a split tilt trailer. And that will be used for several pieces of equipment, and it'll be a great addition to our equipment down at the maintenance department. That was also in the budget. for the maintenance department, another pickup truck. Again, that was in the budget, and then a lighting package for that vehicle. And the last piece of equipment is another grasshopper mower. We bought one last year. It's worked out great, and so we're adding another one. And when it comes to all the technical stuff, Doug can answer any questions or explain.
Nothing?
No questions? I wrote all of it.
Okay. Is the format for you guys okay?
So, under new biz, is the format, what do you mean?
Like how I'm giving it to you?
How you sent it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't know the answer to that. There, it's all under Harold's report. That's where it is.
Yep.
Right. That's where I read it.
196,000 odd dollars.
Is that all?
Well, the Toro Groundmaster is 163, so I think it's a lot more than that. 105 for the truck loader. It's a lot of money all in one. Request. So what does that mean? The maintenance department isn't coming back the rest of the year? Is there other stuff left in the
equipment, big equipment-wise, no. That we've went through this from, I guess we started this in 25.
Right.
I don't know where that came from.
So this wasn't like, oh, let's do this on a whim. It was a thought-out process. So, for instance, the $135,000 mower, right? Super expensive. So last year, Gavin and I sat down, ran numbers, and I think we figured in 3 years it pays itself off based on labor alone, what we save. So when that mower, if that groundmaster was to be purchased, it's going to take 3 to 4 months. At that point, we'll sell a tractor, a batwing, and another piece of equipment and an auger. That'll go. So then we'll get some return back on that. It's still in good shape. It doesn't got 1,000,000 hours on it. But over the past couple of years, it's proven not to be what we need. Then skid steer, track loader, that's coming with an auger, which then replaces the auger that we use on that tractor, which when we're putting up fences and things of that nature, it's just a better tool to use. And then that other mower, the grasshopper, that's a rear discharge mower, and the whole purpose of that is not to blow grass in the headstones. So the big current John Deere's that we've been using cover the headstones, so now we spend more time blowing, and since it's got a 6-foot deck on it, you can't get close to, you can't trim in and out, so you're spending more time weed whacking. So with the grasshopper, I wouldn't say it's twice as fast, but just about. And we'll sell one of those John Deere's. So once we get that equipment in, things will go in.
Right. Gavin mentioned you've done the return on investment reports and laid it all out.
And we ran some other pieces of equipment that just didn't make sense. So, I mean, I don't foresee, we don't have anything else coming up. Not unless something catastrophic were to happen, but as far as, I'm not going to come back to you in a month and say, hey, I need another tractor or a different mower or a whatever.
Yeah, equipment-wise, this
yeah,
should be
it. Yeah, we're done.
But,
project-wise.
Parks-wise and so on, there is going to be
wasn't
some.
Wasn't there a park thing in here? Didn't I see a park bench or park something?
So,
my computer's frozen up, so now I can't see anything.
No, you didn't. You probably seen me. You might have seen something. On my report, it'll say proposal for that will be the next meeting.
Okay.
So Chuck can see everything, and it's a lot more extensive. And I can go over some of it now if you want, or we can do it later. Park stuff is pretty in-depth. Like, I had to lay out concrete to get the depths for the columbariums because you're looking at 11,000 pounds. A columbarium, crane work. We looked at different avenues. We found it locally cheaper. They install it, and they handle all the plaques for it. There's just, I got a lot for that. And numbers for parks, I found that cheaper. Same product, same manufacturer, just a different vendor. But that's all. I'll give you all that next month. But that's another big chunk, but it's all at once. So then you can say, here it is. This is what you, if you want to do it, great. Then we can line up the project from start to finish. It's not piecemeal or thought out 3 months from now, oh, we should have added this. like we went through electric, you name it, we've been through it. So, and he's seen even the footer plant, so the footer plans rather. So there's, it's not like sketched on a piece of napkin.
This is all budgeted already, though.
Yeah.
Appropriations. So
I actually just had a call this weekend from someone requesting that we start using rear discharge mower because they were clearing off headstones, and I have to every time. So you'll make somebody happy, at least, and me. I have to do the same. So.
And if it's wet and you come back with a blower, it still sticks.
Yeah, I usually.
Yeah.
Wipe it off with my hand.
And they do make a huge difference. There's pros and cons to every piece of equipment you buy. As far as getting in the cemetery in and out without touching and damaging headstones and blowing stuff, you know, we get a rock picked up or something, it's going to damage a headstone. And then we're in another mess, right? So by far, it's the way to mow cemeteries. And Grasshopper is the only one I can find that makes a commercial rear discharge mower with any kind of serviceable hydraulics, that kind of thing. Otherwise, you go back into side discharge. And some have chutes that you can close, and it does help, but it's not the end-all be-all.
Okay. So under C, maintenance department and cemeteries equipment funding. Not quite right. That'll be on there again, I guess, next time. Because
so parks and equipment, parks and cemeteries will be next time.
You'll go through the list and we'll take action, potentially. What else do we need to know about it?
For me, that's probably it.
Well, you got to say it all again in the public meeting.
Harold asked you.
I think that's it. You're welcome to stay.
I'm gonna go work. I'm gonna go be productive. You guys are talking. Being productive. I got trees to follow up on. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that takes us to the special projects list. Used to be called Craigslist. Chuck's managed it for a long time. I put it together and gave it to Harold.
I'll put a copy for you.
Yeah, you're going to run a copy of it?
Yeah,
I
got it right here.
I made it small so we didn't have to have those big pieces of paper. This isn't everything you do, obviously, but it was like the priorities of the board. It's something that we keep talking about. Credit card online option. It's not ever going to happen until we have a new employee here. I already know the answer to that. But it, you know, it came from Chuck's list to this list.
Mm-hmm.
We do have two things to add to the agenda, so adoption of the agenda will include two new items. One is the zoning resolution. They're going to present a possible text amendment, and we do have executive session. The purpose of personnel of a public employee. Public employee.
It's also an eye test.
Ooh, look at that. I have it on the computer. That is teeny tiny. If you're going to make it this size, I could make it bigger.
I'm not familiar with the credit card online option. Is this for paying permits and such?
Yeah, some people have asked for that, and I keep saying I'm not doing it because I'm not here every day. If I have an assistant, which I did for a little bit, and we never implemented it, and I will hire another assistant. Then we could potentially take, but it's when you're not doing it daily and trying to reconcile that for as little as it really would be used. The roadblock is me. And if we start taking credit cards, there's a whole bunch of other cybersecurity things you have to do too, which is a pain in the butt.
Well, that's good to know, right? What do you want to discuss about this, Harold?
I was just scanning down through because I think we added a couple things.
Yes, you added the 175, the celebration of 175 years.
Yes. Kathleen put together a bit of a idea of what that might look like, but it's going to require a lot of planning and needs to get started soon if we're going to do a celebration of that nature.
Yeah, I don't see it on there, but and I have meetings, important meetings. I listed those, but there's probably a lot of other ones. Like the Historical Foundation could be on this, and you could update us occasionally on what's going on there. Like, you know, Harold, better what the meetings are. You could put your anyway. Oh, I see it under special projects. Suggested 175th. Electronic sign replacement we discussed last week as well, or last meeting as well.
And Kathleen has made some contacts just to get some information. They have begun working out front, boring underground for...
Yeah, that's a good time to bring this up. Gavin sent us all a text after the meeting of the five roundabouts, or however many are coming, four roundabouts. I don't think we can share enough information about that. Like, I think it should be on our Facebook. Expect, here it is, like, it should just always be going on. People are going to be really frustrated, and more information is better than less information. And I thought about it coming here because I thought we were going to Keener Park, so I thought, oh no, what if the road is already closed? Look, I'm a trustee and I don't remember when the road is going to close, so more information is sure better, right?
Yep. And that'll be 45 days, and then that will close.
Yeah. So please put together a plan for communicating.
Yep.
I thought Kathleen put it in our box, the mailer, the newsletter, but... Just because I messed up one time and couldn't say the number.
After here all this time, one.
It just wouldn't come to me. I don't even know what to say. Township lighting in Toledo Edison, that's definitely a Chuck thing. I don't know what you're doing about it. Ever ongoing?
Well, when I was going down through this, it occurred to me that last year we had talked about doing another nighttime survey of street lights, and we were going to do that in January, and we didn't. So I need to get the maintenance department geared up to do that once again, just to see where we are.
Okay.
We have so many street lights that are out, and you report them online to Toledo Edison, nothing happens, and so I don't know what mid to late last year, we sent the maintenance department out, and they canvassed the entire township looking for streetlights that were out. And we made a list and reported them all to Edison. And supposedly they were...
Did they get fixed?
Some of them have been, but I don't know how many. They haven't communicated back when they fix one, so the only way we know is to see that it's suddenly working. So,
right. You have mornings now, right? If they came in a half an hour early for, you know, 3 days, or you'd have some time to see it.
Right, right. Because it's, exactly, it's still pretty dark in the morning, so we'll have them... We'll have them do that here soon.
You have stuff on the list, Dawn. Is there anything you want to talk about?
No, not today.
Okay. We are going through semi-annual check-ins. We have... next week to finish it up, next meeting to finish it up with Doug and Matt and Harold. The schedule's out there, so look at it.
Are you talking reviews?
Yeah.
The reviews are sending in?
Well, that's what's written on this.
Okay.
Right? Formal reviews annually, semi-annual check-ins. Be great if we did semi-annual check-ins. It doesn't seem that we always find time to do that.
But it's on a list.
It's on a list. It's a hopeful kind of list. How about you and the project, Gavin? Anything on the building?
They did another meeting like on finishes and stuff, so they know how to rock, like draw in what they need. So we should get a bid package within a month, maybe. That's my guess.
It's ambiguous at this point.
Yeah, I mean, government or not, remodel projects take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The drawing of it is a long time to get to be able to go out to bid. I think every time we meet with them, they're happy with us that we've given them so much information that they're not trying to fill in blanks, you know, what they want, that there's been, we did upfront work for them, so I think when we get it, it won't be, oh, we have to change a whole bunch. I mean, I'm sure we'll change some things, but not as much as normal. I am working on getting a bid to do a project, basically a feasibility study on our finances and where it's going in the future, so that I'm in compliance with the new Ohio law on what your funds are and what they're going towards. So then when I turn over my budget to the county, they won't question you because you have it laid out. We've always been informal and basically... at OTA, they said informal won't work. Like, you, it can't just be me and my Excel spreadsheet saying this is why we have this balance. So I did get one bid, and Barbara from OTA, the people that gave the presentation, they weren't from Ohio. They're from Pennsylvania.
So you,
right?
You want to look for somebody from Ohio?
Yeah, so I put out a couple
Maryland.
Of Maryland, they're from. And then when they used their contract, if we had arbitration, it was in Maryland. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
I will take that information back for sure.
I contacted two local CPA firms because basically that's what it is. If they, one of them has done them, they just said, when do you need it by? Because it's March.
Sure. Right.
So we'll see. I'd rather have it go to a local.
It would be great to go to a local firm.
We can, so.
And we can share that information with all our local townships
mm-hmm.
yeah.
that have budgets that require this. I mean, yeah. The Hardings of the world aren't going to need to do it.
So.
Okay, great. That's great news. Anything else on the list, Harold? The connectivity study, I saw, you know, it was on your report last time. You're working with somebody else, but I know Team ACOGS also, so I hope you're keeping both.
Yes. I'm waiting. I got it on my memo tonight.
Something already done. Maybe that's when I read it, though, not last time.
Yeah,
I read it.
I'm still expecting a proposal, but I've got a meeting this week with the folks from Team ACOGS. So it'll be interesting to see what they're coming in with this time.
Okay. It would be great to have a complete connectivity study report, but really just some progress in connecting.
Right.
It's an immediate
goal.
Steps forward,
yes.
How do we get Salisbury to Briarfield? How do we get Albin to the bike trail?
Or, mm-hmm.
You know, just...
Right, things that make sense. And they're bringing representative from the health department in when we sit down to meet this week, and I think that has to do with probably ADA things and to make sure.
I was thinking grants.
Makes sense. And, well,
that made the list too. That we should be applying for at least a grant a year.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have that relationship established, and I know fire chief has started, but. We do have shovel-ready projects. We're more likely
mm-hmm.
to get grants. So,
right.
How do you want to handle this list, Harold? Do you want to sit down once a month and run through where you've made the most progress or where you've run into a roadblock or something like that?
Well, it makes sense to go over it periodically so it just doesn't get shifted to the side. Like I said, Kathleen and I made a few adjustments to it, and, you know, we've assigned director to some of the things because...
Okay, I follow you.
Yeah. And I guess at this point, if there's anything we did that doesn't make sense to
okay,
you...
Okay, review it.
Let us know.
And if you want to add something to the list, right, here's the place to say, hey, I think this should be a priority.
Sure.
It isn't a... all-encompassing list of day-to-day work. It's a priority list. At least that's how it's always been done, right? If there's a better way to do it, let's make a better...
projects, not, like you said, day-to-day tasks.
Right, I'm finally getting warm. I'm almost able to take
yeah.
off my coat. I saw you unbuttoned yours.
Yes.
We moved to unbutton.
And she wasn't even out.
She wasn't outside for 10 minutes.
I'm just happy.
Look at Debbie shaking her head. Look at those babies.
I do see it on here. Back to me. I see my name is under policy to address fire department house funds purchase. I thought we kind of went through that.
It probably was on Chuck's list and made it over here, so maybe it just wasn't done. You want to refresh everybody at some point and check it off, send an email that said, here's the house funds, this is what we decided?
Yes.
Yeah, just let me know that it needs to come off the list. And
I had tabs under there, like there was Chuck's list.
Right.
So maybe there should be an accomplished list or something. I don't know. I didn't even name the tabs, I don't think. I just had a bunch of tabs. Because I didn't want to get rid of Chuck's list. That would have been maybe disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to recategorize or organize.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not for me at this point.
All right. It's a lot of new business, guys.
It is. A lot of good stuff happening.
Let's see if we like having all the purchase orders in one day. How do you think you should do that? Should you say, I have 5 purchases to make, we've reviewed them, they're in the budget, they've gone through the mm-hmm. process? I mean, you don't need to read each of your descriptions.
No. Just, yeah, I can just do that.
Some kind of summary?
And you,
then we can make
the
motions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we've identified 6 items for purchase. They were budgeted.
You saw them in the annual appropriations
yep.
at last meeting.
Yep.
We've done the research. We know we're ready to go. These
yep.
are the best prices. All the stuff you've done the work on. Just explain it as a whole, and then Debbie can start listing off the I move to.
Sure.
All right.
Trying to find the text amendment proposal.
It's not here.
Resolution.
He did?
So I provided a resolution to be signed at tonight's meeting.
What do you got for me, Harold? It came on the agenda today, zoning resolution, present possible text amendment.
That was from Eric.
Yeah.
That's where it's supposed to be. He had it.
So it's in Dropbox?
I
have such a tough time using this Dropbox. There used to be like a little menu I could pull down, and now to find the menu is there. I saw it.
Did you see the meeting room, Barbara?
Yes, it's amazing. Aren't you pleased?
We moved the desk back couple feet and moved the 2 microphones in the ceiling that were pointed to the desk. We moved them further east as well. And Triotech came out and set it up so the sound comes out of the speakers in the ceiling.
So there's going to be some amplification of our voices?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's great news. I'm going to say that, okay?
Yeah.
Or do you want to say it?
I hope it works.
I cannot find Eric in here.
It did. They did a test with it. And Kathleen said it worked fabulously.
Prevailing wages is all Harold. I don't think it got put in Dropbox, so Kathleen might have it. Here's Lighting District. There's all the new equipment. So I need the text amendment, Harold. And if it's a resolution, I need
it's
to see the resolution.
Right under. It
yeah.
starts at...
72? No.
Starts at, I think so, resolution 70.
Page 70?
Yes. And then follows through to...
Okay.
70.
Board of Trustees.
Six, I think.
Tell me what we're doing in this. This is about our... This is several things.
Yes. We're trying to get...
Are you
going
to come out
going.
And explain it? Is he going to explain it?
It's been explained. I explained it the last time. This
Are there
is just
changes
the,
in this from before?
No.
It
just
was never officially adopted?
Right. There was no resolution signed. Okay. Conditions of approval for the Bourne Zoning Appeals. Auxiliary electric generators. We expanded on that to better identify distance. That's the one change on that. Permitted uses for business in the JEDZ, no change there. We went over that. And methods of public hearing, we went over that. So it's really just
okay.
we better identify language for the generators. It can come out there, but you tell me.
We better identify language for the generator, and we clarify details related to permitted uses in the JEDs. We, conditions of approval for the zoning, Board of Zoning Appeals, we changed something on that?
Not since the language we spoke about the last time.
This is just a formalization.
Yes.
Of what meeting?
Would have been...
Do you see the resolution on your screen?
Yes.
It's the very next page. Section 8.5, conditions of approval.
We just made some adjustments to the language, and we discussed it all prior, and this is the formal process taking place.
The next step, too.
I'm sorry, Dawn, what did you say?
Yeah, this is the formalization, the step directing the zoning administrator to forward the language for review and comment from the Planning Commission.
And this will be resolution number 202, how do I start? I start with a date, 03162026-01. There's no other resolution?
Correct.
And it's formalizing the processes we discussed in prior meetings, including conditions for approval of the boarding zone appeal, auxiliary electrical generator, permitted uses for businesses located in Toledo, Maumee, Monclova Joint Economic Development, and methods of public hearing and notices by Zoning Commission. We'll give that a try.
Complicating things, just so you know, on that number 4, the difference is I added the word or, so we have choices.
Okay,
that was the big difference on that. I put in or instead of and.
It's a bummer that this one didn't make the agenda, right? That this one didn't make the agenda is a bummer. Because this is what they wanted to make the agenda. They wanted to see that we're updating the zoning resolution, and then they would come to the meeting. So Eric can't make this mistake again.
I'm not sure where that happened or how that happened, but we'll...
He just didn't get it to Kathleen soon enough, and he can't let that happen again. Or we'll just hold off on doing it, because the reason we're doing action items is so we're completely even more transparent than we were. So it's a bummer that this is the one that missed.
And it may have had something to do with the fact Eric was on vacation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And maybe we should have just waited, but...
Yeah, we'll review it and staff meeting
right,
tomorrow.
Right, right. Like we do at the hospital when there's an error. How can we make this? Like if it was buying equipment, it wouldn't have been as big a deal.
So he is going to present this first?
We have to add it to the agenda. So that's the first thing. We'll take care of that and the executive session. For the executive session in the future, it'll always be on the agenda. So I don't have to add it or not add it. It'll just say executive session if needed.
And if we don't need it.
We don't need it.
Yep.
But how, and I didn't pay close enough attention, so that's on me. It's always there.
I've been there for so long.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, I was going down to the bottom. I could have looked sooner myself, so I'll share it. with you, okay?
No, not a big deal. All right. Can we wrap this one up? Great. Let's wrap it up.